Today, the Democrats hold their third presidential debate at Pace University in New York. The first was hosted by the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the second by the Congressional Black Caucus. And another ethnic group important to Democrats will be prominent in this debate, Jews. More Jewish voters live in New York than in any other state. And as Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports, almost half the candidates on stage tonight have family ties to the Jewish community.
Joe Lieberman's the obvious one. When Al Gore tapped him to be his running mate in 2000, he became the first self-identified Jew to represent a major party on a national ticket. But four of the five top polling Democratic candidates descend from Jews or have descendants who are Jews. Along with Lieberman, Wesley Clark's father was Jewish, John Kerry's grandfather was Jewish, and Howard Dean's wife and children are practicing Jews. E.J. Kessler, who writes the Campaign Confidential column for the legendary Jewish newspaper The Forward, says that while Jews only make up 2% of the population, their impact on Democratic politics is far greater.
Well, Democratic politics as it's practiced in America is pretty much impossible without the Jewish contribution in terms of operatives, in terms of activists.
And Jewish voters tend to be big contributors. Of course, when informed of the candidate's Jewish connections, most voters will just say Mazel Tov and move on. Kerry, for one, didn't even know his grandfather was Jewish until the Boston Globe pointed it out earlier this year. But Howard Dean has talked to Kessler at length about his Jewish household.
He talked about, you know, lighting candles for Hanukkah and having a Seder at home for Passover, and he recited a Hebrew blessing for me.
And Wesley Clark told Kessler that he had done a genealogy and was pleased to discover that he descended from rabbis who lived in Minsk. For these candidates, a tie to Judaism can only help them gain the nomination. Jews have political impact disproportionate to their numbers in the population, according to Sandy Meisel, author of Jews in American Politics.
If 2% of the voting population is Jewish, then probably 5% of the Democratic voting population is Jewish, and Jews turn out in much higher numbers than do most other groups, so you probably get up to 7 or 8% of the turnout is Jewish.
But as much as Jews are courted, Meisel points out that they are an elusive ethnic group with varied interests and issues.
Jews tend to be liberals, and they tend to be liberals on domestic issues. But there are no wedge issues like abortion is a wedge issue for some segments of society. I think 20 years ago, I think you would find a monolithic block of Jewish voters who say that anything that Israel does deserves our support. Today, you don't find that in Israel, and you certainly don't find it in the United States.
If none of these front runners get the nomination, there's always a dark horse candidate. The girlfriend of long shot Dennis Kucinich keeps kosher, was born in Israel, and is indeed Jewish. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.